Cuomo was on a weekly interview on Albany Public Radio station WAMC on September 25th, one day after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the impeachment inquiry. The governor said he backed the investigation into whether the president should be impeached.
You're darn right there should be an inquiry.
The next night, Cuomo spoke in New Jersey at a new Institute for Public Policy begun by the former governor of that state, Chris Christie, a Republican. Cuomo, according to published reports, offered a more negative view of the impeachment inquiry. He said it was begun because of the pressure from leftist Democrats and predicted that it would cause gridlock in Washington and ultimately fail because the Senate, led by Republicans, won't vote to impeach the president. The governor's office normally provides an audio or video feed of Cuomo's appearances to reporters, but this time no audio or video was available. Afterward, the governor's press secretary issued a statement saying the governor's position had been misrepresented. Cuomo, speaking again on WAMC on Tuesday, says he did not walk back his comments at the Christie Center. He says when he referred to pressure from leftist Democrats, he was talking about the time before the president's phone call to the Ukrainian president Zelensky became known. He says now Speaker Pelosi has a constitutional duty to act.
And I think they should move forward. Yes, I do. I think they should move forward.
But the governor says Democrats now need to do a better job and make a strong legal case for impeachment.
What in that call was illegal? Where is the case against Pompeo for abuse of his power? Is it extortion of the Ukrainian president? Is it bribery? Is it misuse of the power of the presidency? Let's define the legal case, and that's the next challenge and the next step, and that's where the Democrats should go.
Cuomo, a former cabinet secretary under former President Bill Clinton, calls it outrageous that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo listened in on the July 25th phone call between Trump and the Ukrainian president, but said nothing about the president's behavior on that call. Other top Democratic politicians in New York State, including Senate leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, are strongly in support of the impeachment inquiry. New York Republicans have condemned it. GOP State Chair Nick Langworthy, in a statement, called it the radical left's endless obsession with trying to take out President Trump and derail his agenda, and he predicted that ultimately voters will reject it. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.